Hi Jets fans, thanks for taking the time to download this, the third teaser for the upcoming Championship Chronicles podcast series brought to you by the Jetstream. I trust you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, and fortunately, there's plenty more still to come. To start this teaser, we're going to hear from Adam Griffiths as he talks about the first training session with Brazilian marquee Mario Jardel.
He had a bit of banter, so I do recall the first training session he did. He walked down the stairs at Ray White with his little swagger shirt was out, shorts pulled right up, and his socks pulled up, and the boys were playing Donkey, which is like a two-touch game or three-touch game, and he just walked in to the middle of the circle, and the boys passed him the ball, and his first touch, he just booted to the other side of the field, and everyone was just looking at him going, and he just laughed. So it was kind of funny. It was funny. I do recall it was good banter, but then nothing really changed in terms of his performance. I think one critical moment, I think he had a chance to score. I think he may have scored with his head, and it was disallowed because he was offside by a couple of metres. But, it was good fun. I think it helped with the whole season in a strange way. It brought a lighter side to the season.
Next, we're going to hear from Ante Kovic. A goalkeeper with European and World Cup experience, he spoke about the advice he gave to the young players during the lead-up to the 2007-2008 Grand Final.
Yeah, that's the one thing I brought up a lot at training. Here I was, 31 years of age. Okay, yes, I've been to a World Cup and all that, but I'm 31 and I've never played in a grand final. So I wanted to make aware to, especially the younger players, that while you're young and you think you're in a grand final now and this is what happens, it doesn't. You know, some people are lucky that they're in quite a few grand finals, but there's a lot of great players that have never had the opportunity to play in a grand final. And I was 31 and I was living proof. I played in Europe, I played for the national team, everything. But it was my first grand final. And I just wanted to make sure that no one took it for granted that, all right, if we don't get this game, there'll be another chance. Because it very well could be another chance. And, you know, Newcastle Jets, more than most, know about that. You know, they, you know, realistically haven't come close since 2008. They don't come around too often. So if you don't take it, your opportunities, you're not guaranteed to have that opportunity again.
In a breakout season, Tarek Elrich was a revelation at right back. Here, he speaks about making that spot his own.
Yep, and even during that season, I started off the season as a right winger. The first game of the season, we played a few games after that where I played right wing. And then it was a weird one because we played Wellington, I remember, at home, and we won 3-0 or 3-1. Don't quote me, but I was a man of the match in that game playing right back. So Durante and Steve Eagleton, one was suspended and one was injured, and we had no right back. And Mark Jones, who was our assistant at the time, told Gary to put me right back. And Gary laughed and thought, Tarek, right back? No, the kid can't defend. And he goes, mate, just playing. So played that game, got myself an assist or two, I can't remember, got man of the match. So the next week against, I still remember it clearly, against Brisbane Roar, we had a few of the boys come back from Ollie Roo's camp, or under-20s camps at the time, and Gary pulled me aside and said, look, I need consistency from you, so I'm going to put the other boys back in. And I was just a young kid thinking, oh, yeah, I'm young, you know, what can I say or do? But I was just thinking to myself, okay, if you need consistency, maybe it's time to start me again and see what happens. And at half-time in that game against Brisbane, I think Dura was marking Zula at the time. He was flying high and full of energy, and put me on him in the second half to mark him out of the game. And, yeah, started every game after that. So didn't have to do too much work. Mark Jones helped me a lot, worked on things I should work on, the way to control the ball, the far foot, making sure that I'm controlling the ball in my stride, looking for the correct pass every time, my final delivery. So Mark Jones worked a lot with me to improve those sides of my game. And, I think it went on to help me become the player I am today.
Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to download this, the third teaser for the upcoming Championship Chronicles series. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Adam, Arte and Tarek today. Keep a lookout for when the first episode of the full Championship Chronicles series drops in the middle of November. As always, though, there will be more teasers coming your way. So until then, go the Gents.